ولله غيب السماوات والأرض وما أمر الساعة إلا كلمح البصر أو هو أقرب إن الله على كل شيء قدير.
Allah has full knowledge of the truths beyond the reach of human perception, both in the heavens and the earth. And the coming of the hour will take no more than the twinkling of an eye. It may take even less. Indeed, Allah has power over everything.
Allah has full knowledge of the truths beyond the reach of perception, both in the heavens and the earth.
Taken together with the following verse, this verse constitutes a rejoinder to the oft-repeated question of the Meccan unbelievers as to when resurrection would take place. The question is answered here without explicitly mentioning it.
And the coming of the hour will take no more than the twinkling of an eye. It may take even less.
Resurrection would not come about gradually. Men will not be able to observe it approaching. It will rather overtake them suddenly, and no one will have the time to make amends. Hence, it is imperative that people give serious thought to the matter and make up their minds as to what they ought to do. No one should relax under the illusion that the day of judgment is far off, for when it is evident that the day of judgment is close at hand, no one will be able to make amends. The question of the afterlife has been introduced with seeming abruptness in this question for good reason. The purpose is to drive home to people that the choice between monotheism and polytheism is not just a theoretical issue. They should rather be conscious, quite conscious, that the day of judgment will suddenly overtake them and decide man's success or failure in the next life. With this note of warning, the discourse on God's unity is resumed.
وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ.
Allah has brought you forth from your mother's wombs when you knew nothing, and then gave you hearing and sight and thinking hearts so that you may give thanks.
Allah has brought you forth from your mother's wombs when you knew nothing, and then gave you hearing and sight and thinking hearts.
This refers to the resources which enable man to obtain knowledge and to administer the affairs of the world. At the time of his birth, a human child is much more helpless and ignorant than the newborn of any animal. However, it is by dint of the means of obtaining knowledge bestowed upon him by God, hearing, sight, reason, that he gains mastery over all other earthly creatures.
So that you may give thanks.
Man is asked to give thanks to God, who has bestowed on him such invaluable bounties. It is the height of ingratitude that man should use his faculty of hearing and listening to everything except God's message, that he should use the faculty of sight to observe everything except God's signs, that he should use his intellect to reflect about every possible thing except the question as to who it is who has lavished all possible bounties on him.
أَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ فِي جَوِّ السَّمَاءِ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا اللَّهُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ
Have they never noticed the birds, how they are held under control in the middle of the sky, where none holds them from falling except Allah? Surely, there are signs in this for those who believe.
وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّن بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّن جُلُودِ الْأَنْعَامِ بُيُوتًا تَسْتَخِفُّونَهَا يَوْمَ ظَعْنِكُمْ وَيَوْمَ إِقَامَتِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَصْوَافِهَا وَأَوْبَارِهَا وَأَشْعَارِهَا أَثَاثًا وَمَتَاعًا إِلَى حِينٍ.
Allah has made your houses a repose and has provided you with the skins of the cattle for your habitation, which are light to handle both when you travel and when you camp. And out of their wool and their fur and their hair, He has given you furnishings and goods for use over a period of time. Allah has made your houses a repose and has provided you with the skins of the cattle for your habitation.
This refers to a tent of skin, which is quite a common feature in Arabia,
which are light to handle both when you travel and when you camp.
When they embark on a journey, they easily fold the tent and carry it. And when they decide to stay somewhere else, they easily unfold and pitch the tent they were carrying.
وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّمَّا خَلَقَ ظِلَالًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الْجِبَالِ أَكْنَانًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ سَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمُ الْحَرَّ وَسَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمْ بَأْسَكُمْ كَذَلِكَ يُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْلِمُونَ
And Allah has provided shade for you out of some of the things He has created. And He has provided you with shelters in mountains, and has given you coats that protect you from heat, as well as coats that protect you in battle. Thus does He complete His favor upon you, that you may submit to Him. And Allah has provided shade for you out of some of the things He has created. And He has provided you with shelters in mountains, and has given you coats that protect you from heat.
Here, no reference is made to winter clothing. One possible reason could be that summer clothing represents the height of human civilization. Having mentioned that, there is therefore no need to refer to something which represents a lower stage of civilization. Another possible reason could be that lands such as Arabia are subject to the ravaging simum, the blazing wind of the hot, scorching desert. Given this, summer clothing is of much greater importance than winter clothing. If one does not cover one's head, neck, ears, in fact the whole of one's body, one may be scorched to death by the simum.
As well as coats that protect you in battle.
That is, coat of mail.
Thus does He complete His favor upon you, that you may submit to Him.
The completion of God's favor upon man means that God takes note of all man's needs in life and provides him with them all. An instance in point is the protection of the human body against the inclemencies of the weather. In this regard, God has made such elaborate arrangements in response to such a wide variety of needs that were one to write about them in some detail, it would run into a voluminous book. In fact, a whole volume is needed simply in connection with clothing and shelter. However, man also needs food. In this regard, we know that God has provided an abundance of resources to feed human beings on such a wide scale and with such a baffling variety that no requirement of man for food remains unfulfilled. Were one to enumerate the different varieties and forms of food, this would also run into a huge book. This would be the completion of God's favor concerning food. In like manner, if we were to scan man's needs in all his different spheres of life, it is quite evident that God has lavished His bounties on all.
But if they turn away, your only duty is to clearly deliver the message of the truth.
يعرفون نعمة الله ثم ينكرونها وأكثرهم الكافرون.
They are aware of the favors of Allah and yet refuse to acknowledge them. Most of them are determined not to accept the truth. They are aware of the favors of Allah and yet refuse to acknowledge them.
Here, refusal to acknowledge God's favor signifies not so much the refusal to acknowledge it in words as in practice. The Meccan unbelievers did not verbally deny that God had done them a great variety of favors, yet they believed that God's favors upon them were due to the intercession of their saints and deities. Hence, they thanked the beings which, in their view, interceded on their behalf more amply than they thanked God. It is precisely this which God regards as denial of His favor and downright ingratitude to Him.